Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Pick up USA Today, August 5 issue. Two farmers in northern Iowa planted genetically altered corn containing an enzyme that will help cystic fibrosis patients digest food, cutting the cost of that enzyme 14 times. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. The dog days of August 2002 will soon be just a memory. If you got rain on your corn and soybean fields, you can be happy. That is, unless it came too late. I'll be on my Illinois farm next week and let you know what I find. We're all aware of the ups and downs of farming and ranching, but I can't help but be grateful that we live in the United States of America. We may not be able to control the weather, but we have laws and courts to give us another kind of protection. That's not the case in Zimbabwe. President Mugabe is moving ahead to seize 5,000 white-owned family farms without any compensation. Then he's going to give them to his government cronies and military commanders. Two-thirds of the farmers have defied the order to give up their land, but now they're being arrested. The white farm owners and 70,000 experienced farm workers are being driven from the land. Now, who will raise the food? Certainly not the inexperienced, ill-equipped squatters. For 2 years, Mugabe has been disrupting the farms, and now 6 million people face starvation. The first terrible injustice is that a tyrant like Mugabe could steal from families what they have built over generations, maybe 100 years. Just imagine. And then the second cruel act is destroy the production agriculture that over the years has made Zimbabwe an exporter of food products. Now Mugabe's own people are starving. And finally, to demonstrate the ultimate in stubborn stupidity, he refuses to accept food aid from the United States to feed the starving because it may be genetically engineered. Robert Mugabe, a pathetic, vicious dictator. When I walk the fields on my farm this week, I'll think about those white farmers in Zimbabwe. Hopefully, world pressure will cause this injustice to be corrected. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.